The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, author and speaker Sheila Walsh encourages people facing the storms inside.
There's so many people now, people watching in right now, who have family members who are struggling themselves, who think there's no hope, there's no help. I'm a Christian, I can't talk to anybody about this, and I want people to know there's help, there's hope, there is healing, there is joy, there's new life.
The blessings of heaven while living on earth. Next.
Joining us on Life Today, I'm Betty, and this is James.
And it's a joy to come into your home. I'm smiling because, you know, we've got a teaching series that we're offering, and it is called Heaven and Health. Heaven and Health. You had to go to heaven to be healthy? Well, I promise you won't have any challenges there. It'll be all right. But the neat thing is that we can have the blessings of heaven right now in so many ways that we're not experiencing. And it really is the will of God that we experience the fullness of His power, His blessing, and His presence. Heaven and health. Discover the blessings of heaven while living on earth. And that includes learning how to take care of the temple of God. Betty and I are 50 years married. We have been blessed with joy unspeakable and full of the glory of God. And we're continually seeking to learn. How do we take care of ourselves? But how do we also help others? Because when you look around, we've got a health crisis in America. We have got a health issue in America. We have got a health discussion issue. We have got how to deal with the health crisis in America and all over the world. And the tragedy is we're always trying to find somebody to provide the care for our bodies that we don't even give to our bodies. We don't take care of ourselves. And then we wonder why we can't seem to afford to keep up or find anyone who can help us deal with the issues that we have contributed to and sometimes cause. Well, that's why we asked Dr. Don Colbert, Sheila Walsh, Robert Morris, and Beth Moore to help us understand from a biblical, from a spiritual perspective, from a medical perspective, from emotional and mental aspects, how do we deal with our health in a positive way? Sheila Walsh has been one of the most popular, most respected and loved Christian witnesses and musicians, singers, television hosts in the whole world. When she travels with Billy Graham, and what an incredible gift from God as she sings and communicates as only she can. Traveling with the Women of Faith, hosting the 700 Club for many years and being such an inspiration and a blessing to us. And yet, this great Christian, the Spirit of Life, she experienced grief, guilt, shame, and she wants to help others deal with it because she found a way. Welcome, Sheila Walsh, who teaches in heaven and hell. Sheila?
Thank you.
I want to thank you for who you are. I want to thank you for walking out of the pit of despair and defeat and what you felt was total depravity. And I know that sometimes you must have thought it's hopeless, and you came out of that. And you've been back with us now for many years. You've been with the Women of Faith. The 5 millionth woman will attend this year. You have come here and blessed us over and over, whether you're singing or sharing or whether you're with the Women of Faith or we're just talking. And your journey has inspired us all. Now then, you are so excited about what you have taught about heaven and health. Why are you so excited about it? Why was this a concern to you in the first place?
Honestly, when I got the phone call talking about what this teaching that we were going to do and who was going to be involved and the subject matter, I sat down and cried because I thought, Lord, finally we're going to have an opportunity to talk really honestly and openly about the things that are decimating the church. And so one of the first teachings that I've done on this is on depression. And I think when I was finally admitted to hospital, I thought I was the only one. That the hard thing for me was that even though I'd struggled for years, I just thought, well, there must be something wrong with my spiritual life. I mean, I was the co-host of the 700 Club, but I felt this weight of sadness, just this overwhelming hopelessness. So I thought, well, Lord, what am I doing wrong? I mean, at one point I fasted and prayed for 21 days and just said, Lord, if you'll show me anything that's wrong, then I'll put it right. But I just got worse and worse and worse. And finally, literally fell apart one day live on national television. And a friend of mine, Dr. Henry Cloud, talked to some doctors in Washington and said, we need to have her in hospital by tonight. But something I've never told anyone is that driving from Virginia Beach to Washington to that hospital, I actually stopped at the ocean, first of all, because my dad killed himself by drowning when he was 34. And I was 34. And I remember getting out of the car, and the last thing that someone from the 700 Club had said to me, they said, Sheila, you don't go to this hospital. If people know you've been in a psych hospital, no one will ever trust you again. And I said, look, I'm not trying to save my ministry. I'm trying to save my life here. Mm. But I remember walking right up to the edge of the ocean and thinking, Lord, I just want to keep walking. You know, nobody around me knows what's wrong, but I'm not waving. I'm drowning. And I literally just wanted to keep walking and let the waves wash over me. And really, the only thing that stopped me was the thought of my mother getting another call from a doctor saying, once more, someone you loved has disappeared under the water. But I'll never forget that very first night in that psych hospital. I literally felt as if I'd gone to hell. I mean, and I remember praying. Have you ever prayed prayers that you're so grateful today that God didn't answer?
Sure.
You know, I prayed, Lord, if there's one ounce of mercy left in your heart for me, please take me home. I can't do this. Because I felt so ashamed. I mean, to be a Christian leader in a psych hospital was just, I mean, there's such a stigma attached to any kind of mental illness. And I thought, I don't think I'll ever recover from this. And, you know, when you're admitted as a patient, they take all your stuff away, your belt, your hose, your hair dryer, your makeup, anything you could hurt yourself with. And I didn't even get into the bed. I sat in the corner of the room all night, and I felt so lost. But I have to tell you today, all these years later, I thank God with every fiber of my being that he took me to that place. Because it's like there's so many people now, people watching in right now, who have family members who are struggling themselves, who think there's no hope, there's no help. I'm a Christian. I can't talk to anybody about this. And I want people to know there is help, there is hope, there is healing, there is joy, there's new life. But we just need to, that's why I'm so grateful to you both for letting us talk about the things that are crippling the church.
You know, I really do hope that when you hear us talk about heaven and health, the blessings of heaven right here now on earth, that you understand that we're not peddling a product. We're trying to place in your hand something that'll go straight into your heart as a healing balm. Jesus is referred to in the Old Testament as the balm of Gilead. He's the great healer, the great physician. We want you well. And people who love God, that's the thing that's so important when you hear Sheila talk, and realize that somebody that's been used of God and blessed of God can still, even though they're in a highly visible place, operating in supernatural enabling, they can still experience what some of us who feel like no one even notices us or would ever see or even care. To know that God cares enough that we're sitting here trying to express to you how much He cares, but He doesn't just care like a Band-Aid. He wants to make it well, and it can get well. As you were talking, Sheila, you know, people watched me for so many years in the Coliseums and stadiums, and you know, when you've kind of become the favorite preacher of favorite preachers, and when you're the guy they like to hear preach, and yet they didn't know that I was so exhausted. Because if you really have the gifting of God and the power of God, the church will use you up, burn you up, they will expend you because they have such great needs for what you have in their community. It's interesting that Jesus left great moves of God, went back up to be with God, but we don't do that very often. because we just get used up. And I despaired of life. I mean, Betty, you heard me many times as we'd go to sleep, pray I die in my sleep. You say, why would you be that way, James? Because I found that in strength, Sheila, when you're strong as a man and you really care, it's not a show, you really care, women like that. And I was already distracted by women and by beauty, attracted inappropriately, and suddenly found myself attractive. And some didn't mind letting it be known. I began to realize that I was tormented and this wasn't right, what's going on. And Sheila, I would rather die than hurt everybody I loved. And I prayed to die, but here's what happened. I did cry out of that pit, in that pit. And I found that people loved me and they wanted to help me. They didn't want to stone me. They wanted me to find freedom that some of them hadn't even found, but they believed it must be there, and I found it. And I found a freedom and a liberty that was indescribable. And you've seen the river of that life and that love go all over the world.
Absolutely.
And you've seen Christians and preachers and ministers that were taught to despise one another begin to love one another and love the Jesus in one another that they never could see. So you saw a miracle. This is the miracle that we're talking about that God wants for people. We got to be willing to open up. We got to be willing to say, I have a hurt, and the church must cease putting shame and blame on the one that's hurting. And that's what you're trying to help inspire
people
to do.
Well, we become, as Christians, we become great actors. We become great pretenders because we have, ever how in good intentions or what, we've been told that you don't expose everything that's going on in your life. You're supposed to be over that.
Right.
Well, yes, we know God. We have Jesus in our hearts, but God still has things that He needs to bring out of us. We become our own prisoners, our own, you know, instead of letting the freedom come that God wants to fill us all with.
And we wear masks. That's one of the things. When you're hurt, and you, particularly as a child, so many women who've been really sexually abused as children, who suffer from shame or depression, you know, you don't know what to do with that kind of pain, so you wear a mask. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we eat too much or we don't eat enough, or we spend money to try and change how we look outside. I found the perfect hiding place, and that was Christian ministry. Because who's going to say to you, put that Bible down or we're going to have an intervention? Yeah. You know, it's just, but God was the only one who knew whether I was serving out of pain or passion.
Yeah.
How many times I did this? Someone would call me on the phone or at church. You run, well, how are you doing? Oh, I'm just great. And inside, I'm dying because I was full of fear, low self-esteem, didn't believe in who God created me to be. You know, I thought, I'll just never matter. I felt insignificant. But if they come up to me, they say, how are you doing? Oh, I'm good. You know?
I know.
You know, a lot of the anger that I had, and I did have an anger problem. I was angry about a lot of things that we need to be righteously indignant about and righteously disturbed and angry about. There are plenty of things that God releases His wrath toward, and we can express that. But I was actually shouting a lot and at my own tormentors. I was angry at my own tormentors. And it was like I was trying to drive them back by the force of my fury. And it was not helping. It was actually feeding the situation. And by the way, Betty had a spirit of jealousy. She had fear, but she had jealousy. And really, jealousy feeds the fire and the rage of lust. And so we've got all this going on that we could have been destroyed. And we found freedom. And it wasn't just me finding freedom. Betty found freedom. And it was totally, 100% miraculous. As a matter of fact, when I began to open up, I had preachers shout at me, call me on the phone and say, shut up. Don't talk about those things. Don't say those things publicly. And you know, Betty, you said something that I think maybe you're a little bit too open. And, you know, and I said, well, I probably am, but you know, I want to try to get things right. But you have to use wisdom. Yeah. But the point is, we're so afraid of what the church might say about us or say to us or what we might open up. It's like we don't realize that confessing and admitting our need and acknowledging leads to healing. It doesn't just lead to feel better, but we confess and admit I've got an issue so that we can what? Be made whole, so that we can have heaven's health, heaven's blessing. And
the enemy loves it when you stay, you know, if you had stayed silent, you stayed silent, the enemy loves that because that's when he can just pull us away from God and our secrets destroy us. Mm-hmm. But when we can speak the truth and bring them all into the light, that's why I'm so glad that, you know, you've got Dr. Colbert, you've got Pastor Morris on here teaching from every single angle. I mean, I want to sit down with my whole family.
Sure.
And watch the whole thing
together.
Which
would be help healing to the whole family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Relationships. So many of the diseases and the illnesses we have come from some kind of hurt or broken relationship. And the real pain that comes there. And when we learn, think about this. This is over 30 years ago. Well over 30 years ago that I was going through this time. For you, it's been quite a few years ago. About how many now?
25.
Yeah. How many?
25.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Praise God. Think about this. See, you say, well, okay, it only worked for a day. No, listen. By the way, Sheila and I and Betty will all testify that the enemy didn't retire. He didn't lose his voice. He didn't stop firing fiery darts. He didn't stop speaking lies. He didn't stop offering distractions or inappropriate attractions. He didn't stop the tormenting aspect of his personality. He continues. And we're in the battle continuing, and we keep going. Here's the thing, though. We've been able to open up and grow together. See, we're able to talk to one another. We're able to talk to the whole world. We're able to say to the church, we believe enough of the church is healthy. You can handle our hurt. You can handle our pain. And let me tell you something. When Betty and I went through the grief of losing our daughter, and just as Rick Warren has with his son and others, let me tell you something. I've watched a very healthy church. You have no idea, no idea how you blessed us with what you said and the encouragement and how you cared so deeply. You didn't preach us a bunch of sermons. You put the loving arms of God around us. I think in many ways, and frankly, Sheila, I think this is another really an outreach and attempt of God to give us the health and the healing and the heaven's blessing we need. Much of the church is ready and anxious not only to receive the truth, but to release it. And that's why I think this is so exciting.
Yeah, we're not pushing DVDs. We're providing godly resources that will transform lives. And, you know, when Jesus, at the end of that story with Christ and kind of with Zacchaeus, you know, the little IRS dude, you know, who nobody liked in town, it says this in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." And that little word there, lost, that little Greek word, apolyme, means devastated, ruined, broken beyond repair.
Wow.
That is why Christ came. Christ didn't come to just make us all look a little bit better. He came for those who were devastated and ruined and
that,
broken
that was
beyond
us,
repair.
Because
that's
we felt
us.
That way.
Absolutely.
Of all people to be highly visible Christian minister leaders and then to feel this broken and devastated, and yet He came to bind up the broken hearts. Do you remember when I told you what I kept hearing after we'd lost our daughter? A girl that never should have lost. She lived everything so right. She trusted so perfectly. We don't understand why. We say, God, what do you want to do with it? Do you remember me telling you what I kept hearing in my spirit over and over? Not the part of the passage that I'd preached for so many years. I came to set the captives free, set at liberty to those, you know, that are bruised in prison. But he said first, I kept hearing it. I just kept hearing it. I came to bind up the brokenhearted. And boy, that's what he's done. And it is miraculous. But you're a part of that. And we can be that for one another. And you know something? When people get well, when people have their heart healed, they go through the process and the time frame of healing, they want to impart that healing. And one of the reasons that we have such a limited release of the healing power of God is we have so many people in the family of God who are in desperate need of healing.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're trying to help with.
Absolutely. And I think this is, having heard some of the teaching, I know this is going to make such a massive difference. Because it's like I joined a gym recently, and the trainer that I was given two free sessions with the trainer, and he said to me, okay, so what do you want? Is it like swimsuit season or, yeah, right, dude. Or is it, you know, like a little black dress? And I said, no, here's the absolute bottom line. I want a healthy body to serve God for as long as I possibly can.
Wow, that's exactly what
I'm all in till I'm all done.
That's it.
And we can only do that when we take care of every aspect of our lives.
Let me tell you what we've done. We have asked people that we really believe have the touch of God on their life, not only like Robert Morris, who's given you his story, and you hear it in the, literally in the teaching. He's told you about what God has spoken to him about. You will hear from him. You will hear from an incredible doctor, Dr. Colbert, and you'll get his book. This is just amazing. Seven Pillars of Health. This man not only can communicate effectively, he communicates in power and the power of love and wisdom and medical knowledge. And what he says, you know, some people know the truth. Other people can communicate it in person. And that's what he does in his teaching and in his writing. So you're going to be able to hear him on CD or watch him and hear him on DVD. You're going to hear one of the greatest communicators on the planet, Sheila Walsh, who is so undeniably gifted of God and yet crashed and burned. Literally, she nearly lost her life. She learned some incredible things. And she's going to pass that on to you, understanding about stress and the things that you need to know. And Robert Morris does the very same thing. There's a bonus tape and teaching on emotion and emotional distress by Beth Moore. You'll be blessed. We want you to get the DVD series, the CDs, and the book. And here's what we ask you to do. I think most of you know we don't sell product. We help people, which is the reason we're talking to you right now. But let me tell you something that we're about to do. Now, you know we have been feeding the hungry in Africa for nearly 25 years, millions and millions of lives saved. Did you know there are more hungry, malnourished children in India than even on the continent of Africa? So by the grace of God, in much prayer and the commitment of missionary workers, we're going to build a huge food factory in India. It'll cost $2.4 million. We're going to ask you to help us with that. And here's what we want to ask you to do. You make a gift, any gift, knowing that it's going to help us build that food factory, give food to hungry, malnourished children in India, and tell them about the love of God and show it to them in action. Or you can make a gift of $120 and know that you're going to help us take care and feed 5,000 children. A gift of $1,200, and we can care for 50,000 children. Would you do that? Would you say, James, we're going to take the love of God to India, to 1 billion people, and we're going to show it to them firsthand by extending the hands of God's love. For the gift that you make of $120 or more, we will send you the DVDs, CDs, and the printed material. The bonus message and teaching by Beth Moore. For any gift, we'll send you the CDs. If you make a gift of $1,200 or more, we'll send you the beautiful glass art piece, the collectible that is so beautiful, reflecting the glory of God and His love. Make that $1,200 gift, maybe $12,000 gift. Great way to end the year. Make a special gift, begin the new year. I pray that you'll go to the phone right now. Take your bank card, use it like a check. If you write a check, call us and tell us you're mailing it, and we will send you the Healing and Health series. Heaven and health, right now, you can experience it. Thank you so much for making that gift of love, and we're going to make a divine deposit in your life and your future.
Hunger, malnutrition, starvation. All global concerns, especially for children and for the families who have to watch them needlessly suffer. With your support, LIFE will construct our first food factory in India, centrally located in one of the most impoverished regions where 4 out of 10 children are suffering from malnutrition. The factory will be able to produce an astounding 100 million meals in the first 10 years. It's a huge challenge with an additional $2.4 million needed to secure the land, build the factory, and purchase the equipment. With your gift of any amount to help establish the food factory and begin to save precious lives, we'll send you the Heaven and Health audio series along with the booklet Healing Promises. In this series, Dr. Don Colbert, Bible teacher Sheila Walsh, and Pastor Robert Morris team up to help you discover God's promises for your health, wholeness, and divine healing. With your gift of $120 or more that will make it possible to produce 5,000 meals, you'll receive Heaven and Health on DVD and CD with the booklet, along with Dr. Don Colbert's book, 7 Pillars of Health, plus a bonus DVD from Beth Moore. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 or more that will enable LIFE to produce 50,000 meals, and you may request our new commemorative sculpture glass statue, The Blessing. We must move forward immediately, so please call, write, or make your gift online today.
This is Santosh. As you can see, he's not doing very well. In fact, he's one of the most malnourished children that I've ever seen in India. this young boy right here, the first time I came in here to visit him, he was being served a plate of food. He had a little plate of rice with some lentil soup on top of it. And you can see that, you know, he's severely malnourished. But when I came in the door, he smiled and said hello, and he asked me if I would come in and share his meal with him. That's the kind of heart that this little guy has right here. This here, sad to say, is a real picture of what's happening in this nation right now. There's so many children that are sick, so many children that are malnourished, so many children that are abandoned. They're suffering. Please prayerfully consider partnering with us so that we can give hope and life to children just like Santosh.
I want you to know that we find indescribable joy offering you a hand. As much as we love to give fresh water to people who are desperately thirsty, never had clean water, give food to the starving, to give you something that blesses you wherever you are in your journey, indescribable. Beth Moore contributes affliction. Wow. Many ways we're afflicted. Heaven and health. The blessings of heaven. Right here, right now. That's what kingdom living is. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's living in His presence, in the present, not future reward, present reality. Say thanks, if you would, to Sheila Walsh for helping us and blessing us today and blessing us with the teaching. And I hope, listen, if you called and got a busy call till you get through, get the series. I hope you get it in DVD. God bless you.
We want 10 20-second belly laughs a day. I'm telling you, it's better than any medicine I've ever prescribed.
Dr. Colbert, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.